Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zare, and I'm joined by the original one, Rich Stamboli.
I am the original. I'm the originator of the originals. I love that intro so much. I did it on Sunday with MG. Not as good as yours, but still got to hit that high note.
All things professional wrestling. Do you want to know my new gimmick?
Go ahead.
I'm a Moroccan man.
Did you bring that back from Vegas?
I brought it back from Vegas. Stuffed my pants.
Oh.
Everyone's like, your pants are so tight, dude. I'm like, I got to show off this Morocco.
Front or the back?
Oh, always the back. Always the back. Show all about professional wrestling. It's been a hectic couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Double or Nothing was this weekend. I had a quick trip to Vegas. I won't go into the details.
You went and you came.
I went and I came back.
You went, you saw.
And I came back.
You got sad. You came back.
I'm back.
Next time we go to Vegas, I want to. This is something that I just thought of in the car on the way here. We have to establish you, me, MG Geek, and Jonathan as the Mat Pack. You know,
the
like,
Mat Pack.
Like
yeah.
the Rat Pack?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're Sinatra.
I could be. You want me to be Sinatra?
I'll be Dean.
You could be Dean.
I'll be Dean Martin. MG, Sammy Davis Jr.
Of course. I knew you. I knew it. Of course.
And Jonathan's got to be Joey Bishop, the rotating fourth of the Rat Pack.
Okay. He could be Joey Bishop or what's his name? The comic. Not Jerry Lewis. But Jerry Lewis.
He could be Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis wasn't part of the Rat Pack.
But he hung with them.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he hung
with them. He could be Don Rickles.
He could be Don Rickles. You know what? That's Don Rickles. Perfect.
We got $20 from Tim Anger. Good morning, wrestling family. Love you guys, like always. Hashtag eat that shirt. He wants you to eat that shirt.
Dude,
this
I know
has
he
been
does.
Going on for like 2 years, by the way.
I know he does.
That looks like a tasty shirt, by the way.
It's a great shirt, this
I think
one.
You could, it's made of hemp?
All my clothes are made out of hemp. They only last like about a week, but everything's made out of hemp. Man, so Double or Nothing weekend obviously came and went. A lot of development out of there. Which I'm going to let Rich kind of lead, and I'm sure you have a ton of questions you want to kind of guide me through.
Oh, boy. So we're going to do Double or Nothing?
Yeah,
we're
let's go
right
into it,
into
man.
It.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the big stories, quote-unquote stories, I'm going to say that for the pay-per-view, is that all this, I'm sure you guys have heard what happened, and there's nitty-gritty that we haven't heard, but MJF missed FanFest on Saturday. And then immediately the rumors started pouring out. And one of the major rumors was a flight was booked in his name to leave Las Vegas.
So that story started developing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in Vegas. Dave's there. You know, everybody's gears are turning at this point, trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm.
News came out that he missed FanFest on Saturday. Friday, there were rumblings. You know, obviously he's unhappy and all this stuff is still going on, right? Mm-hmm. He misses FanFest on Saturday. All day Saturday, people are freaking out. Saturday evening-ish, right, mm-hmm. I would say, news came out that he had purchased the ticket or someone had purchased a ticket for him. I saw the ticket,
mm-hmm.
okay? I've seen this ticket.
Okay.
I'm not going to say who sent it to me, but I've seen the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can I verify that it's real? I can't,
right.
obviously.
Right.
But the person that sent it to me is extremely reputable.
It was a TWA flight.
It was a TWA flight to Teterboro, mm-hmm. right? Is that where he was going? Yep. It was 1993?
Mm-hmm.
So listen, but there were a couple issues. Like, people saying, like, well, he took a flight to Newark. Why would he go to Newark?
Right.
He would go to JFK or LaGuardia. There's no direct flights from Vegas, but he would go to JFK. You wouldn't go to Newark.
Or does he live in New York anymore, or does he live in Florida, like with everybody else?
I like to imagine that he still lives in Plainview, Long Island,
in like his mom's house.
Yeah, next door to his mom.
Mom, I gotta go wrestle.
Yeah, next door to his mom. That came out, and people, you know, they were really. I'm trying to find the message here, and I just want to make sure it's.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
This thing broke the internet, though. Like,
okay,
while
here
you
it
find
is.
This.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I have the flight here. It was a red eye to Newark. Here, hold on.
Let me see.
All right.
Oh, wow. That's a very interesting. And it says, who's Banjo-Kazooie?
Who's Banjo-Kazooie? So, listen, man, I have no way of verifying that. I could only believe what the person is saying to me, because I don't think that person would ever lie to me.
Yeah.
There's no reason to lie. But, you know, it's very possible this is the greatest work of all time. Okay? Let me just start off by saying that. Do I believe that it's a work? I think, listen, mm-hmm. now it's going to turn into one.
You mean apart from the Montreal Screwjob?
Apart from Montreal, it's the greatest work of all time. X-Pac told me it's a work.
He was like,
I watched those shoot interviews.
Now let me Bronco bust you.
His butthole split open. I can't believe what happened to that guy with that Bronco Buster, huh?
That's like a weird story from like 10 years
ago. It's a really weird story, man. I feel terrible for him. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of speculation. Is he going to no-show the pay-per-view? I never thought he would no-show the pay-per-view.
Right.
You know, they're like, at the end of the day, how right. bad... I don't think it was ever that bad with the negotiation. But, you know, the news is, the story is that he wants more money. Tony wants to give him more money, but wants him to sign a contract. Mm-hmm. Extend his contract.
Right.
For another whatever. I don't know what it is. But, you know, he can't get up and leave. He has like a year and a half on that contract.
Right.
And, you know?
Dude, he's the best heel in wrestling. They have to take care of him. Tony Khan
he's
probably
not, Tony's
loves
not stupid.
Him.
Yeah.
Tony's not stupid. I feel like a lot of people are just like, oh, no. And they read into like this daytime drama of like what they think pro wrestling is. And I think it's completely the opposite. Like there are rules in place, you know, like this guy would never like on Wednesday's promo. You know, I think folks took that really seriously and they're like, yo, live mic. I can't believe he did it. It was real. Which is great.
We'll talk about that because I want to get your opinion on that promo.
Absolutely.
I can tell you, a lot of people did not like that promo.
Very interesting,
Especially from within the wrestling industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they thought it was...
too real. Too on the nose.
We'll go into it because I was shocked because I thought it would unanimously be beloved.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. So, we'll talk about that. But the whole MJF thing... like. Did you ever think he was not going to show up for that pay-per-view?
No, not at all. I knew he was going to be there. Like, MG and I did a show on Sunday night, and we talked about that. And, like, come on, man. Like, I personally felt like, oh, he's going to be there. He's going to wrestle. This is an interesting thing. I don't think they're working the boys. I think it's just a straight-up instance of kayfabe. You know, Tony Khan wouldn't answer MJF questions in the media scrum, which I think is great. You know why? Because he's not saying anything. He doesn't have to. It's kayfabe. He's kayfabing it, right? And that creates mystery. And I love that. I think if this is all work, you're creating this wonderful 80s style, like, oh, but listen, do you remember when this happened? This was real.
Yeah.
You know? And apparently there was a meeting on Monday about it.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday. I believe it was Tuesday in LA, or maybe it was Monday. You could be right. It could be Monday.
Mm.
And whatever it is, obviously they've worked it out to some extent. I've heard rumors that maybe he signed a contract extension. I don't know that to be 100% accurate. And you really don't sign these things overnight. You know what I mean?
Right.
Lawyers are involved. You're not gonna get a deal done overnight, but maybe there's some sort of handshake agreement that, like, okay, these are the terms, and this is what we're gonna stick to.
Right.
I think he would be a detriment of a loss to that company.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a tremendous gain for WWE. WWE loved all of this.
Mm-hmm.
They sent WWE sent a billboard truck to the pay per view with Cody's face on it, promoting Money in the Bank.
Beautiful,
isn't that? I mean, brilliant marketing. But
so okay. And this, I know we're getting a little, I'm getting a little bit ahead of ourselves here, but listen, this whole thing is mirroring the Summer of Punk, and this is all leading up to that title match. This is, it's the writing's on the wall with that.
I mean, you do it in Chicago, right? He guarantees, he says that he signed an extension and he gets a title shot. He goes to Chicago and beats Punk in Chicago.
And then leaves. Leaves through the crowd.
Or leaves, they could do something. I mean,
which they sort of did after the cameras went off air.
Yeah.
So this is very fascinating. These guys are very smart. They know exactly what they're doing. They're captivating an audience. This is bringing new fans. It's making old fans pop. MFers love MJF.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
He's fantastic. We also saw Roosh, Stokely Hathaway, and Athena make their debuts at the show. Roosh is part of Andrade's crew.
Mm, of course.
Andrade was not there, though.
No.
Neither was Roosh on Dynamite.
No.
Right? Did I miss him?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Julia Hart joined the House of Black.
Great. Great payoff.
Great payoff. CM Punk wins the AEW Championship.
Great.
So that was the fallout from the show. I don't want to dwell too much on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the card for the pay-per-view?
I love the card. I thought the card was great. I had a great night. I got empanadas.
Nice.
I got a couple of drinks. I hung out, watched it. It was great. And you know what? You know what I predicted? I predicted I was going to fall asleep well before it ended.
And you did.
And guess what happened?
And you fell asleep.
I totally did. And then the next day I watched what I missed.
What was your favorite match?
man, honestly, like, I really love the trios match. And out of, like, let's say one out of 50 matches, I actually watch it with my wife, and we really enjoy
the
it.
The trio,
the House of Black versus Death Triangle.
Fantastic. That great match was fantastic.
If somebody was like, hey, what does it for you with modern pro wrestling? I'd point to that match and be like, I love shit.
Favorite
like
match on the card?
It could have been that. Oh, the Anarchy in the Arena match was awesome.
That was my favorite match.
And the main event was awesome. I'll hover between the main and the Anarchy.
And you know how I hate those stadium stampedes and it, like those arena matches? Mm-hmm. I hate those.
I think
it's too much going on.
I think the gasoline bit really made it.
I thought it was done really well. Yeah. I mean, it was chaotic, mm-hmm. right? It was insane, but it was done well. I really enjoyed it. I thought they did a good job with it, and it's leading into Blood and Guts, which is perfect. Some other things, some other notes here. Let me
see. Folks are complaining about the length of the show.
It was very long.
Yeah.
It went to what, 12:30 a.m.?
Again, I was in La La Dreamland.
I woke up at one point. Yeah. I woke up and it was like 4 a.m. and they were still wrestling. That didn't happen.
You know what? I left the stream on, and then that actually happened to me. I woke up at 2:30 and I was like, Hardy Boys.
Yeah. So Danielson, there's a lot going on now with Danielson mm-hmm. passing out during that double submission.
That was great.
Moxley, Eddie and Danielson having issues, mm-hmm. you know, so there's going to be a story here.
Absolutely.
What if Eddie Kingston says F this and he joins Jericho's crew and becomes a sports entertainer?
That would be hysterical.
That would be hysterical.
Let me tell you what really? I love about Eddie Kingston. 24/7.
The voice.
I love
the walk. The Timbs.
Everything. Everything yeah. about him that screams, hey, I'm a New Yorker. But also
Yankees.
He dresses like I dress when I'm hungover and have to go to the post office. That's like, I love the fact that that's his outfit 24/7. You know, like when he showed up on Dynamite, just wearing a Yankees t-shirt and basketball shorts.
That's
just, this is awesome. This is great.
In LA, by the way.
And it's funnier too when JR has been kind of calling him out on his gear every so often.
Well, what does he say?
Like, oh, it looks like Eddie dressed up again tonight. You know, he'll say stuff like that. It's not verbatim, but like he'll throw in little snide comments. But I love that completely. Or he's just like, you know, I'm just going to look like your uncle.
Yeah, I get it. I did. It was a good show, man. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I do have to say the chaos that came with this.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see the inner workings of Dave Meltzer when breaking news happens.
Oh, you saw the gerbil on the wheel,
dude. I got to tell Hamster you, man. On the wheel? He is. You know, you could say that there's a lot of great people in that cover wrestling, yes. in the history of wrestling. There's nobody like Dave Meltzer that has covered wrestling. This man loves pro wrestling.
He's got 6 cell phones on at all times.
You,
right?
It's actually so amazing to see how much someone loves professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Like you think, like after doing it for like 40 years of covering wrestling, you're kind of like, yeah, whatever. You know, like we get like that, right? Like there are weeks where like, yeah, man, we're in our slump. David never hits a slump with wrestling. This guy is.
Well, that's all he does,
and he's so jacked.
Yeah,
so jacked. It's.
Did he make you kiss his biceps?
Of course,
like Big Papa Pump.
Yeah,
style?
Of course.
Did he make you pose down?
Yeah. Yeah. And he looked at my thighs and my calves. And you know what he said about my calves?
Mm.
If I had those calves,
really?
I'd be a huge star.
Very nice.
Just like my grandfather told me when I was 3 years old.
Nice.
Thanksgiving dinner. He's making me pose down my calves.
What else we got here?
I just dazed into a terrible childhood memory
of
competitive bodybuilding.
Did a little flashback? Oh, yeah, that's right. You were like one of those 3-year-old jack kids on Jerry Springer.
I was, yeah. Tarzan boys up next. Let's talk about Dynamite, because a lot of this went into Dynamite. Obviously, I know everybody has a ton of questions.
Yeah,
we'll do a ton of questions at the end of the show. We'll make this fun. Tony Khan and the Scrum. I love unhinged Tony when he gets angry. that is my favorite version of Tony Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Just he gets upset and he just gets unhinged and he starts cursing and yelling and talking about how great AEW is. It's hysterical. Love it. Great gimmick. So CM Punk is the AEW World Champion. What do you think of that, Rich?
I love it, man. I think it's great. Honestly, I was wrong about that match. I thought CM Punk was going to put Hangman way over and guarantee him the match of like his lifetime, right? But I like the way it worked out, and I like how Tanahashi showed up on Wednesday. the ace.
Yeah, let's go into Wednesday. Yeah. You go into it. Go.
Let's do it. I'll go into it.
Yeah.
CM Punk and FTR defeated Max Caster and the Gun Club with Billy Gunn and Anthony Bowens.
Fun, I love this team.
Fun match. Great team. Great. It's interesting okay. how Caster, the injured Bowens, and the Ass Boys really like gel together.
I gotta tell you though.
That whole thing drives me nuts. Love this, it.
I tweeted that like right after the show. I wrote, I just watched 97 Nitro Remastered.
Absolutely.
And I really, there is no better way of putting, and by the way, mm-hmm. good and bad reasons, right? Like, I'm not saying that it was so out of this world good. It was like Nitro. It was, this show is such a legacy of what they could have been if they continued being good.
Yes.
WCW. Like, yes. If like the collapse of late 98, 99 doesn't happen, uh-huh. and this company kind of sticks to professional wrestling, mm-hmm. and they become competitive, this was a great example of, look at the key players on the show, dude.
Ridiculous.
Right? Like, look at, you got Jericho on commentary.
Regal.
You got Tony Schiavone there. You got Regal there. You got Jim. Like, it is refreshing, but there's enough nostalgia.
Taz, yeah.
To make you enjoy it. I really enjoyed the show.
Same here.
And I really, I'm very unapologetic about how much I enjoyed it. Like, everyone's like, you really liked it that much? I'm like, yeah, dude, it was a fun show.
Hey, you know, that gatekeeping mentality is so stupid.
It is stupid. Like, I'm not looking, like, I don't look for a 5-star match in every show. I'm looking for something entertaining. The matches on the show were fine. It was fine, but there was so much going on. This opening match, I love these three together.
Mm.
By the way, Punk was, he could have used the day off.
You think so?
This match, he was
a little wobbly.
It was a little wobbly. Listen, man, he just had a big, huge match. And I think, like, he kind of knew it, too. You know, he's like, FTR is great.
So good.
Really good. Caster's fantastic. I'm the highest on him.
Out of all these dudes.
Out of all these dudes.
He's a big boy,
I think there's a tremendous upside with Max Caster.
Big boy. After the match, this is where I did a backflip through my window. I got lost in outer space.
So I was behind. I was behind by what, like 30 minutes?
Maybe a little more. I know you were playing catch up on our group.
I was playing catch up on our group.
Were you out while this was happening?
This is Wednesday. Where the hell was I on Wednesday?
Where did you have one phone with Pokemon Go and one phone watching?
No, you know what happened? On Wednesday, I took the train.
Yeah.
And I got caught in that storm.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, it was like terrible. I walked home. I was soaking wet.
You're going to get another one of those today.
Are we really?
Mm-hmm.
So I was behind. So I actually wasn't thinking about watching it live. I was going to watch it Thursday morning. But since you were like, you know, I came home and I'm like, I saw you guys were talking about it.
I lost my mind.
I didn't know what happened. I just saw the text message because we have this group text and it was like, Rich is losing his mind. I'm like, okay, I got to watch it. Tanahashi comes out.
Yes. The ace. Go ace.
So people recognized him. I hate that new theme. I like his old theme.
Okay. I like go ace.
You know what? I think Tanahashi is a great opponent for CM Punk. A lot of people wanted Okada. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would mesh because, you know, Tanahashi's very old school.
Yes. Well, I think this is my personal thoughts on this. I think this was the ultimate respect thing
to Punk
for Tanahashi and Punk, because what did they do on Wednesday? They talked about how Tanahashi single-handedly saved New Japan all those years ago.
Yeah.
And he is the ace, and he is arguably their John Cena, right?
Yeah.
I think this was a respect thing where they were like, hey, if we're going to make this deal happen, you're going to be the first guy, right? Yeah. Didn't have to be Okada, which would be nuts. You know, it didn't have to be anybody else. Tanahashi's the greatest pick for Punk.
I think so.
I think they're going to have an amazing match, old school, right?
I said I want to see him and Kenta, and everyone's like, what are you, a fool? And then Dave slapped me.
He was like,
by the way, some great super chats coming in. Great question, actually, by Chris. We're going to answer that, the Discovery and Warner Media, because that kind of goes into the show, because the executives were there at the show in L.A.
Oh, right? Very interesting.
And think about all the bonkers shit that Tony did on this Dynamite, right? Which we're going to go into right now. So a lot of people are freaking out over that. They're like, oh, he's doing the blood and the cursing with the executives. I'm like, all right. I'll explain.
You got to give him some cool shit. Yeah,
I'm going to explain to you why he did that, because he set the precedence of what this product should be to separate them from everybody.
Exactly.
You know, and I think those guys are, we'll talk about it in the Q&A. I don't want to answer the question now. So Very happy with Tanahashi. So that's the first one. Now we know. FTR facing for the IWGP titles.
Great. I think the new on paper, the on paper one is Hangman Okada.
Hangman Okada can work very well. But who does Danielson face?
Naito.
Naito?
A healthy Naito.
You know why he does that?
Shibata.
You know why he does that?
Why?
Pink eye, dude. His eyes are crusty. Like, what do you want? He's had habitual pink eye for years.
Got fecal matter in my face.
But, I mean, who? You know what? I got a good one. Andrade. You could do something with Andrade and Roosh because now, Naito, you know, they did the Los Ingobernables fist bump.
El Tranquilo.
So why can't you do this, you know?
That's going to be fun. We could do an entire show on the New Japan stuff.
Yeah.
And more.
Do you want to watch that together?
Yes. Okay. And more of it is going to unfold and unfold and unfold. Okay. Cool. We're not going to do a watch along. We'll
no. Is it a Saturday or Sunday?
I think it's a Sunday.
Come on, Tony.
I know. MJF comes out, cuts the promo of a lifetime.
Okay, dude.
Inverted pipe bomb.
It was. Listen, there were moments that you look at this and you could see his influences, right? Obviously, a lot of it was Punk.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Punk influence there. Piper for sure. Yes. A lot of Flair. Like that Flair and Bischoff stuff when he was like, Flair wanted to get fired. Like Bischoff, you can't fire me, you know, doing the fired up thing. You know, man, this kid, 26 years old, remarkable.
Absolutely.
You know, like, I don't care what anybody says. You could dislike him, whatever. You could criticize it. Like, there's nobody that is doing these promos. Nobody out there is cutting a promo like this on live television. So he starts his promo out talking about, you know, he's feeling it from Wardlow. And it goes into why he's the best. He starts telling you. And then he just freaking goes at it to Tony Khan.
Amazing.
The line that Tony can't, you know, he has all this money, but he can't. The only people he wants to give money to are ex-WWE guys.
Great.
Tony, would you pay me if I was an ex-WWE guy? He starts talking. They count him down. He's cursing, you piece of shit. You this, you that. And then he looks at the camera and he goes, fire me, you effing Mark.
Yeah.
You know, man, the way he said it.
So good.
So good. Now, obviously, this is not real. Right? It's not a shoot. I mean, a lot of it is, it's a work shoot. It's based on reality. It's based on what a lot of the Tony Khan detractors say about him, that he was a money mark, whatever idiotic comment that people make. However, this was really good.
It was extremely good. This was his inverted pipe bomb. All the notes that CM Punk hit with that original pipe bomb, MJF hit with this, with this promo. He touched on New Japan. He touched on management. You know, like that whole bit where
I don't do these
because I don't do New Japan stuff. You know, like that kind of thing.
Which, by the way, that resonates with a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of fans because there's a little bit of gatekeeping going on where like, oh, you don't watch New Japan. You know,
right.
So like that kind of it made sense in what he was saying. The other stuff was like, I don't chase star ratings. You know, he cut that line. And then he's like, I don't have to kill myself like the boys in the back. You know, like essentially, I forgot the exact words, but essentially like that they do all the flippy shit and they nearly kill themselves.
Right.
And they drop each other on their heads. I think that was a Hangman reference to that match he had with, what's his name from DDT? That match, by the way, fantastic.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the promo. I do think we're going to get a riot if he takes that belt in Chicago.
Oh, dude,
imagine the trajectory of this, of him being the best heel in pro wrestling right now, beating CM Punk in Chicago, walking through the crowd with that belt.
He has to beat CM Punk in Chicago now.
I'm going
to
take my belt and go home. Like that, just doing Summer of Punk, but in this insane way. This is interesting because it's been a long time since I've seen so many people riled up.
Yeah.
You know? And
this did rile up people.
He might get stabbed. I feel like this is one of those, like, you hear those Piper stories or, like, those Flair stories where, like, if he wins his belt and goes through the crowd, they may need security. You know?
I'm very much looking forward to that match. I would say that they should do that match now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What do you do with Hangman, right? Hangman's going to be distracted by the New Japan if he's facing Okada, so that's fine till June.
It's
going
to be just fine.
Yeah. No, but where do you put him? Do you put him back in the title picture? Does he face, you know, like, there's a lot of questions here. I'm curious to see what happens. I thought this was great. Yeah. I thought this was fantastic. Great promo. Maybe a little long. Maybe like a minute and a half too long. But a lot of people did not like it. They thought it was too over the top. It was too much.
It's pro wrestling.
It's pro wrestling, dude. It's pro wrestling.
You mean a guy dressed like a dinosaur isn't too over the top, but that was too over the top?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
A dude coming out from behind a tombstone with a shovel and corpse paint and doing lucha moves is not over the top.
No, this was
this
over
guy
the top.
Talking
was over the top. Yeah.
Stupid.
Miro defeated Johnny Elite. Miro's back. So is he entering a program with God?
I think so. I think I got very strong classic Schwarzenegger vibes.
And then I go to heaven.
I'm gonna tombstone you.
I am the Reaper. What is he saying?
Redeemer.
The Redeemer.
Yeah, his whole thing is...
He turns into Baron von Raschke, you know?
I think he's trying to channel, like, Conan the Barbarian era Schwarzenegger.
I love the promo, but there's a lot of words.
A lot of words.
Like,
he did a great job, though.
If the sentence requires 10, he's using, like, 22 words.
Okay.
And I think it works.
Too over the top for you?
Never. Dude, there's nothing over the top about an angry Bulgarian not making any sense. That was my childhood with my grandfather and his bizarre business deals at 2 a.m. with the Bulgarians.
Business deals.
They were. You know what every guy looked like? It looked like Miro when he was in NXT. That's every dude that would show up, and some have driver's licenses.
Curly white hair.
Yeah, they have to get their driver's licenses from him. I have no idea why my grandfather was holding their driver's licenses.
Better hope there's a statute of limitations on that.
Cigarettes. He's dead. Everybody's dead. My grandfather's dead. People are dead. Everybody's dead.
Sorry to hear that.
I thought it was fantastic. Next, we got the Jericho Appreciation Society.
Great.
Jericho and his gaggle of fools come out, and they're being annoying. Eddie Kingston challenges them to a blood and guts match. Regal did the blood and guts like he does War Games. I wonder if everybody got that. I feel like some people missed it.
Yeah.
You felt that too?
I felt it too.
Yeah.
But this was a great promo. Doesn't Matt Menard look like a really roided out Matt Jackson?
He really does. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a real, oh, effing.
Dude, that voice, where is he from?
He's from Canada. He's from Boston, Canada. He's from Chicago, Canada.
From Chicago, Canada. Dude, he was bleeding like an MF-er.
So this also sets up a hair versus hair match with Ortiz and Jericho?
But let's see. Let's look at how they did this, okay?
Okay.
So...
Okay.
Jericho is his comedic timing is fantastic, right? Now he's the wizard. He's screaming about why like how nuts Eddie Kingston is, like this effing guy.
Why would you burn somebody?
Try to burn me. Why would you burn anybody? Like, what kind of fool are you? I thought that finish was really good. It was a creative finish.
Yes.
That Eddie Kingston got so lost in the moment that he poured gasoline on his partner. And you know what? Danielson didn't take that shit. He slapped.
That was great.
Yeah, loved it. Santana runs in, right? No, Ortiz runs in. Ortiz runs in. And he cuts his hair and he takes off like a lunatic, like a crazy person.
Yeah.
So not only do we get blood and guts, what did you think of him cutting the hair? I thought he did it so well.
I think him hitting...
He jacked him, dude.
Him hitting Jericho with the Madball and then...
So good.
And then cutting his hair was fantastic. Now, let me ask you something, because you're the king of hair.
Yeah, I am the king of hair.
Right? King of... What was it? King of all new media? And the king of hair. Do you think Jericho's losing this hair versus hair match? Are we going to get bald Jericho? Are we going to get gnarly,
I don't know,
bald
dude. I mean,
Jericho?
He did snip it from the back.
Uh-huh. It looked like it was on the top, dude.
It was like back here.
It looked like it was up
was
here,
it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Bald Jericho in a do-rag? What do you think?
Oh, my God.
White do-rag white with do-rag. That outfit?
White do-rag.
Perfect.
Yeah. So good. He could do the Vince thing.
Wizard's cloak?
Wizard's cloak. He should go become full-on Merlin.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with that.
That line is great because I'm a wizard. His delivery is so good with that. He needs to hiss, though, afterwards, I feel like. Right? He needs to, like, hiss?
I think so.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I agree with you 100%. I think he needs to go, I'm a wizard. It's wizards.
The Young Bucks, Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, and Hikuleo sporting the Bullet Club with Brandon Cutler. defeated Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus, Christian Cage, Darby Allin, Matt Hardy.
That's a fun match.
It was a fun match. We got to see Matt and Christian do some of their spots.
Yeah, got to see Hikuleo also. Very nice.
Hikuleo is also, he's a big boy. I thought that was a fun match. Athena came out. Interview turned into a confrontation. Jade Cargill, Red Velvet, and Stokely Hathaway. Yeah. Stokely Hathaway is her what? Her agent now?
I think replaced Smart Mark Sterling.
Oh, publicist. Yeah. No. Yeah. He's the publicist. Yeah. Very cool. Wardlow defeated JD Drake.
Can we go back for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
Jade Cargill looks like $10 million.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable,
like,
right?
Keep that belt on her forever.
Yeah.
And she's just getting better. But I don't think anybody in that division, like, who's going for the TBS title, should beat her anytime soon.
There's only one name that I've heard that WWE loves, and that's her. Like, from the women's side.
And they got rid of her, too.
And they got rid of her in NXT, right? They never saw it.
How crazy.
Sometimes, man, people don't see. It's the luck of the draw. And that's what happens when you have, like, 100 people or 80 people in developmental, and they're getting evaluated every 6 months. Sometimes some people don't shine and they're great.
Mm.
You know, you got mixed in the shuffle. Oh, dude, you look at her. She's a big time TV star.
Absolutely.
You know?
She's got the, like, I know they glam her up and everything, but, like, that's a complete package right there.
Oh, yeah. Top to bottom. You absolutely know?
And give her a couple of years. And this is just like a little fantasy booking. Give it a couple of years. How hard would you pop for a Jade Cargill versus Charlotte Flair?
I mean, that would be a great match, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would, I mean, their stature works.
Right. Like, just two giant, amazing looking people going for that belt. That would be fantastic. Listen, that might happen too, right?
That
didn't Andrade and Charlotte get married this weekend?
They did get married.
Lure her over to AEW?
Maybe Jade gets lured over to WWE.
I feel like the opposite's going to happen.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Very interesting. Wardlow beat JD Drake.
Yeah.
Great match. Quick. How do you feel about this new version of Wardlow
that's
starting to emerge?
He sings his theme and he goes, ah! on the top, right? That's his thing.
Uh-huh.
I hope they keep the momentum going. I hope there's no slowdown because there really wasn't any difference. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he has a contract, he has a theme. I hope they continue this. He should go for the TNT title.
Yeah.
For a long time, he should hold on to that title.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Jon Moxley defeated Daniel Garcia in a bloodbath.
Oh, you forgot about Ruby Soho.
Oh, Ruby Soho and Toni Storm defeated Dr. Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter.
That was crazy. Toni Storm dropping everybody on their head in that match.
Yeah.
And Mox beat Daniel Garcia. That was a fun match. That was a really solid main event. And you can tell, like, when the announce booth loves it, when JR is just, like, splooging all over the place.
Yeah, that was a great match. Battle of the Belts 3 was announced for August 5th in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Blood and Guts to take place June 29th in Detroit, Michigan. The Hair versus Hair match will take place at Road Rager June 15th in St. Louis. The show did 969, fun number, 1,000 viewers, and they did a 0.40 in the key demo, which is 522,000. That's enough numbers.
I just took a quick nap right there because of the numbers.
Sorry.
It's okay.
AEW Rampage lineup for tonight. Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros.
Fantastic.
Athena's debut. Great. TNT Championship, Scorpio Sky and Dante Martin. Now, this show takes place in California, right? Young Bucks territory.
Yes.
And Dynamite, we got David Finlay. Oh, when did they announce this? Hangman versus David Finlay.
They quickly announced it on Wednesday, I believe.
This is the first time I'm seeing this. Interesting. All right. What else do we have in the news here?
We got the former Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda, teasing an in-ring return saying it's almost time. But that also could mean anything.
No, I think he's getting the itch.
Yeah.
Where does he go? What does he do?
NWA Power Hour.
I mean, his asking is very high.
Why shouldn't it be?
Maybe he goes back to WWE.
Eh, who knows? That'd be cool. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing him join the Hardys, to be honest with you.
Oh, he'd be like a weirdo Hardy?
Imagine if that's your trio right there.
Oh, my God.
Like, two Hardys and Bray Wyatt.
But what is Wyndham like? Is he like Doc Hendricks?
Yes.
With the Hardys?
Oh, 100%. He's okay. Wearing like that red velvet. Right. He's doing like the like just how Doc Hendricks used to come out.
Yeah.
And also, you know what I heard this morning that I had no idea about? I was listening to the Hardys on the Jericho podcast, and at some point they were going to do a cinematic match with the Young Bucks called Too Sweet or Delete.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which would have been like part of the whole Broken Hearted cinematic universe, but they kind of tease that we may get something like that in the future.
I'm into that.
Mm. Jeff Jarrett confirms he's in new executive position within WWE. He's the new director of live events.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good... Listen, he knows how this shit works, right?
Yeah.
TNA, his dad's promotion. Mm-hmm. He's been in wrestling for a long time. I think that's a good good thing. I think he was going to get it before the pandemic. They moved them to live events more, and obviously everything kind of slowed down, and they weren't touring. Now they're back, so... Mm.
We got Simone Johnson, daughter of The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. She chose her wrestling name. She gets a new name this week. She'll now be known as Ava Rain. I think that's a great name.
Ava Rain.
Yeah.
All right.
It rolls off your tongue.
Is the problem that it's The Rock's daughter and she's not called like Pebble? You know, like did people want her to have like a rock related name?
Like some kind of like...
Or Simone Johnson? Like who's Simone Johnson? It doesn't really matter.
You know what would have been a cool name for her?
What?
Magma.
Magma.
Magma would have been a dope name for her.
Simone Maivia? They could have done that.
Simone. You mean Simone?
Simone, yeah. No, Simone Maivia.
Ava Rain's a fine name. They're going to change it probably.
10 times.
You know, by the time she gets to the main roster, she'll just be called Rain.
That or Ava.
Rain of Rock.
Yeah. Rain of Rock.
She should have just done that.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm into that. Liv Morgan will be in a film called The Kill Room.
Mm-hmm.
The film stars Uma Thurman, Samuel L. Jackson, and Sofia Vergara's husband.
Joanne Janela?
Joey Janela.
Joey Janela.
That's his marriage, Sofia Vergara's?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, Tony Schiavone and David Crockett will be calling Ric Flair's last match.
Yeah, okay.
That's great.
You think
he's wrestling like 10 more times?
I think he's wrestling 10 more times. I feel like in 5 years, we're going to get his real last match, and it's going to be him versus Terry Funk.
Oh, God. I think this is it. I think this is the final one.
I wouldn't mind seeing him versus Terry Funk in a cinematic match, just shot very slowly.
Terry's not in good shape.
I know he's not in good shape, but, you know, like, these guys, there's something about these dudes that just, God, they just keep going, don't they?
I'm blown away by he's having this match. All right, it's going to be fun. I'm going to watch it. Per Fightful Select, Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor pay-per-view is planned for the weekend of July 23rd. There's still no information on this TV deal. I'm sure that a lot of this was discussed over the weekend, and we'll probably find out something in the next couple of weeks. I know that Tony's been working hard to get Ring of Honor on TV. He wants to do a weekly one-hour show, which he should.
This, imagine if this pay-per-view is just 2 hours of Samoa Joe versus Anthem Singh.
No, I'm okay with that. Hiromu Takahashi defeated El Desperado to win the Best of the Super Juniors this morning. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out.
And I believe the new member of the Bullet Club, Ace Austin,
yes, from Impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were all touting him. I can't believe Chase Owens is still like one of the focal points of the Bullet Club. Yeah. He's like the heart of the Bullet
Club.
He's hung around long
enough.
Good for him.
WWE NXT In Your House, Saturday, June 4th. When the hell was this announced?
I know.
So they're doing a show on Saturday. NXT Championship, Bron Breakker versus Joe Gacy. Breakker can lose via DQ. Mandy Rose, Wendy Chu.
Great.
Cameron Grimes, Carmelo Hayes. Pretty Deadly versus the Creed Brothers. If the Creed Brothers lose, they're out of Diamond Mine, which nobody cares about anymore. And we got a couple other matches here.
I gotta tell you,
I
hate to admit this.
Yeah,
this kind of does nothing for me.
It's me too, man. I've fallen so out of NXT, and I'm trying.
Yeah,
and we also have a Hell in a Cell pay per view. Not that anybody would remember this either. I think the buildup has been pretty lackluster here. Great. I mean, definitely the big match for me is Cody and Seth in that Hell in a Cell. That'll be a great match.
Do you think this is where Bray Wyatt shows up?
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
Feuds with Cody? Ugly red cell.
Oh, and feuds with Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, but maybe. I would love that.
It's nice to think about
it. That is nice to think about. Because,
like, listen, if this guy needed a break and his asking price is super high and they're treating a guy like Cody Gold, right? Who's to say that they didn't approach him and go, hey, listen, we're sorry about what we did to you in the past. Here's all the money in the world, and here is your top of the program.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair defends against Asuka and Becky in a triple threat handicap match. You got Bobby Lashley versus Omos and MVP. Mm-hmm. Kevin Owens and Ezekiel, United States Championship, Austin Theory against Mustafa Ali. Six-person mixed tag match. You got Judgment Day, which is Edge, Damian Priest, and Rhea Ripley versus AJ Styles, Finn Balor, and Liv Morgan.
You know what? I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Very, very interesting. I mean, we're going to probably tweet along with this on Sunday night. I don't know how vested we're going to be into it, but, you know, Kevin Owens versus Ezekiel, I think that's going to be fun. It'll be a spectacle.
Yeah. It'll be spectacle.
Two over the top for me, to be honest.
All right, boys and girls, Q&A time. Get your questions ready. Submit them in the chat, and we will do our best to answer them. Do we have questions lined up, Rich?
We do have some super chats here.
All right.
I'm going to do this a little bit out of order, so I apologize. We got a $1.99 from Matthew Makovsky. Bray gets involved in Seth and Cody and causes a DQ.
You know what? He's thinking the same way. All right.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Like, I'm totally fine with him going back. I think he should. I think that would be a benefit to him and WWE.
Absolutely. This is from Chris Farrell. $5. Thanks, dude. Any word on the Warner Discovery exec's thoughts on AEW after Dynamite in LA and the party? Did TK go off on Eric Bischoff in the scrum bother them?
No. They're very AEW positive.
Mm.
It's not... I know that there was a lot of, like, concern with speculation, but that never came from, like, the network. That never came from, like, Warner or Discovery. I think there's a lot of speculation as to what will happen. But from everything I heard, the meeting went great. Tony's relationship is really strong with them. They understand that they are in a position of a very unique position, that they have this hot commodity on their network that does, you know, 1 million viewers a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize how difficult it is to get 1 million people to watch a TV product. Just now, an example, right? USA Network is ranked like number 13 or 14 in viewership. Yeah. Overall station viewership is 644,000, 660,000, whatever it is. Something like that. What would it be without Raw? It would be terrible. It would be an abysmal station. And I think a lot of these networks realize, you know, you could put on reality content and get, you know, whatever you're going to do, 700,000 or 400, 500,000, or you could have something really out of this world and entice something with a unique product.
Yeah.
I think they see it for what it is. It's a very unique product.
Is USA still characters matter?
No,
or
I don't think
like
so.
That?
It just Crisley knows best over and over again.
Yeah, there's like 45 Crisley shows.
Yeah,
they have to do well because they keep offering this guy shows. Even though, did you know that Crisley's like Crisley's in trouble?
Crisley's in big trouble, and his like assistant came out as a former lover of his.
Yeah, wild.
Allegedly,
wild. But they didn't pull his shows.
No, it's still on.
It's still on. Like all his shows, he's got a ton of shows. Reruns of Suits, reruns of Monk, reruns of Psych. That's all the USA Network.
SVU.
A lot of SVU. People love that, though. I never got into it.
SVU.
We got... and also, if you... Think about it. If you're a young exec, right?
Yeah.
You're there over the weekend. Maybe in your head, you're going, why the hell am I here? Why am I watching pro wrestling? Right? But then you see how crazy the crowd is, and you see all the blood and all the cool shit they're doing. You might be like, yo, hell yeah. Like, this is amazing.
It's interesting.
We got $10 from Ryan Evans over here.
Oh, Ryan.
I guess the Monday meeting with MJF and TK went well. Do you think MJF signed the extension and got paid? I don't think TK would let MJF go out there and say what he said if no agreement was in place.
I think they probably have some sort of agreement, but I also think people need to separate the character and the person.
Yeah.
With MJF.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think nobody knows the person.
Which is great.
Which is great.
Because he stays in character 24/7, or at least 24/6. You doing okay with that?
I'm fine.
We got $4.99 here from Matthew Makovsky. Call it. Who do the following face at Forbidden Door? Mox, Danielson, Okada, Suzuki, Ishii, Hangman, and Darby Allin.
Darby and Takahashi.
Great. I agree with that. Yes.
Hangman, Okada.
Yes.
Mox, Danielson, maybe Zack Sabre Jr.
That would be really cool. I would love to see Danielson Shibata.
How about Mox and Ospreay?
Mox and Ospreay would be really cool. I feel like they'll probably go a different route with Ospreay, though.
Hmm. I don't know.
Because you also have to throw Jericho in there.
Yeah, but Jericho's probably going to do a tag thing, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of these guys are going to do... This might be like a classic New Japan card where it's a lot of multi-man tags. Tag matches.
No, I was told it's not going to be bombarded with multi-mans.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, kind of balanced out. They want to make this into... And they're planning on doing another one in Japan if this is, you know, this goes over well. But I don't know. I think Danielson, Zack Sabre Jr., Okada, Hangman, Darby, Takahashi, and I don't know who Mox faces. Mox and Ospreay?
I think Mox is going to be a tag team for some reason.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind a trio, Yuta, Mox, Danielson.
You got Jay White also.
You know, maybe versus, you know what? Yuta, Mox, Danielson versus the Empire.
All right, that's cool.
Ospreay, Cobb, and Great Okan.
All right, I'm into that.
Yeah. Jay White has to play some part in this, right? Are we going to get a mega match, Bullet Club plus the Elite versus who knows what?
Gallows and Anderson, are they going to be involved?
They have to be, right?
I don't know. Are they in Japan right now?
I think because they're really pushing all their Bullet Club stuff, you know?
A lot of Bullet Club stuff,
yeah. And a lot of, like, there's a lot of dudes on both sides, you know?
Yeah.
And they're teasing that with Adam Cole.
Michael Cole's son, Adam.
Yeah. So I think we're going to get something with at least Jay White, maybe Gallows and Anderson. I'm hoping bad luck. But then again, who knows? We got $1.99 here from the Nerd Guru. They're doing Rosa so dirty, and I don't get why.
I don't know either. I think because, you know, you're showing the depth of that women's side, right? And everybody's kind of married to each other. So who's left for Rosa? I think that's the problem.
Yeah. I feel like I think online at least people turned on her after she's gotten on the mic like in the last few weeks, you know. I don't get it. I think she's great. Do you think the women's division is suffering a little bit right now?
I think the building blocks are there. I think Athena's going to be a nice addition. I think Toni Storm getting in the rhythm of things is going to be something important there. Jade, you know, Jade is being positioned. It's still new, you know. Yeah. Think about how long it took WWE to get their women's division to where, you know, to like 2018, 2019 levels.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time.
Now, do you think they made a mistake by splitting the division almost with the two belts?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine. Because now you're protecting, you know, you're able to put the shine on Jade, but not have her in the world title position.
Does Jade strike you as more of a champion than Thunder Rosa?
Yeah, 100%.
Weird, right? Yeah.
Well, it's the stature, you know. It's
our perception of pro wrestling. It's very fascinating. We got a $9.99 super chat from our buddy Cadillac Carson. Yo, yo, if you are in charge and you bring Bray Wyatt back to WWE, do you go with the Firefly Funhouse Fiend gimmick, the original gimmick, or maybe a new gimmick?
I would say a blend. It would be a new Bray.
Yes.
I would tone down the Firefly Funhouse stuff.
Yeah.
And I would elevate him just being a psychopath.
I'll agree with that. I think a new character, give him a third one.
Yeah.
Right? And then you can easily do three faces of Foley with whatever they're doing. You know, one day he shows up as Cape Fear Bray Wyatt, one day as the Fiend, one day as Firefly, and then one day as like whatever this monster, this undulating beast could be, you know?
Hey, William Morrissey.
Yeah, what about him?
He's out of Impact.
Really? Mm-hmm. Where do you think he's at?
I don't know, man, but we spoke about this when he had that match on Dynamite, right? Like, this dude looked impressive, and people at WWE were very, I mean, they were happy to see him doing great. So immediately, you know, I think interest was put in. I don't know if he's going there, but he should go either AEW or WWE.
Where do you think he'll have the most impact?
WWE.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't think AEW needs like another really big dude?
I think they do, but right now they're so full. I don't think I wanted to touch on that a little bit. I think that the roster is so big right now that some guys are going to be lost in the shuffle. You know,
I got a good idea for that. If they do AEW, make him hooks heavy.
Make him hooks heavy. All right, cool.
Because you need to pair him with like kind of like a smaller dude, right? In classic wrestling fashion.
Yeah.
You seem very distracted. Are you okay?
No, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you looking at your stocks right now?
I'm looking at all my stocks.
All right, let's see what else we got here. This is from Heather Goats. Cody wins Hell in a Cell. Who would you guys see him go after next besides Roman?
Cody wins Hell in a Cell. Who does he go? I mean, you could start building a program with him and Drew. Yes. I mean, I don't know if you want to, but maybe Bray, man. I think Bray would be a great opponent if he comes in.
Absolutely.
What if it's William Morrissey?
I'd be cool with that. I'd be oddly cool with that. The dude looks like $1 million.
The Willie Morrissey agency.
Mm-hmm. This is from Dark51D3_85 on Twitch. When do you think Santham Singh will actually wrestle?
Probably at this pay-per-view in July.
They're probably training his ass off right now.
Yeah.
And he's got Jay Lethal and Sanjay Dutt. They'll probably do the best they can with
yeah.
him. Yeah. Samoa Joe also doing the voice of... one of the voices in Twisted Metal, the movie.
Is he?
I think with Will Arnett, yeah. The clown guy, I forgot the name of the clown dude. We got another Twitch question here from Maddie Western Australia. You have a dream match? Carrier versus Sheeta or Rosa?
Sheeta.
Yeah, I'll go Rosa. I'll go Carrier right. Zane versus Thunder Rosa. I think that would be pretty cool. Mr. NXT on a Twitch here. Any update on Gable Steveson? He hasn't been seen or heard since Mania.
Yeah, that's a great... you know what? That's interesting. Somebody else asked me that. I don't know. I don't have an update. I really don't. I think he's training for sure. But, you know, he's going to take time.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not as far along as they would have hoped. I don't know.
Or again, listen, I've said this since day one. Unfortunately, WWE sometimes hires people to fire people.
No, they're not firing him. That's their...
Yeah? Yeah. Do you think that he's going to be like some of their bread and butter?
Oh, they are going to treat him... like whenever they get like an Olympic guy, mm-hmm. they're not quick to fire. Like, look at Mark Henry, right? Mark Henry was there for a long time, and they never got rid of this guy, and they sent him to OVW, and they did this, they did that. They finally worked for him, but...
Well, didn't they give him like a ridiculous contract also?
Yeah.
So like maybe that's why. Who knows? Like this stuff, like the inner workings of this stuff is very fascinating. I think not only to us, but to all of us. This is another $1.99 super chat from Matthew Makovsky. Hey, Mets fans, going to the Dodger game Sunday.
Yeah, the Dodgers beat them last night.
Yeah.
Two best teams in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Very excited. I hope something comes of this.
Me too, man. Last time they were in the World Series, I was there. I think they should have won 2015 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That first game is what screwed them up when that third pitch was a home run. They would have won that game mm-hmm. and they would have won the World Series in 2015.
I remember paying a lot of money to go to one of those games. Let's see. This is from Connor. This will be my last time watching the show live until July. My question is with Johnny Gargano. Is he ready to get back into wrestling? Would he get lost in the shuffle in AEW regardless of the money?
Yeah, dude, yeah, it's, you know, these, like Connor's question, if it was a year ago, I would say, man, what a great get for AEW mm-hmm. to have him. But, you know, where does he go in AEW? Right. Where does he fit in?
Mm-hmm.
You got all those dudes there anyway, you know, like, what does Roddy do?
Right.
You know, I think Roderick would like fit in better a little bit because his crew's there.
Right.
So he would, he would be a great like fourth guy in that group. But
absolutely.
What does Johnny Gargano do? Who do you put him up against? What kind of program do you do? I think he'll do great in AEW if he goes to AEW. I think that'll be really cool. But AEW right now, look at their top tier mm-hmm. for their opponents, for their title picture.
Yeah.
Johnny Gargano doesn't fit in there.
No. TNT title.
At least now. Yeah, man. I think he would. You know what? He could put on some great matches. I think Johnny Gargano would be a great addition over there.
Yeah. You know what? It's tough because that roster is so swollen where it's, you can have consistently stacked shows, which I think is the idea, right? Stack shows. Each week is going to be something different. But when does it get to the point where you go, oh, holy shit, like we haven't used this guy in a while, you know? And then That's when people start kind of falling off. Like Joey Janela is a good example. Like that guy, but he's back to the indies, you know? Whereas like when he originally first signed, we were like, oh, good for him. He's going to be one of the pillars of this company.
Hmm. I don't know. We'll see. Interesting.
This is from Francesco Fogliano. Is Roman going to be at Money in the Bank?
I don't know. I got to look at the schedule. I would assume so. It's, you know. Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah.
Unless now that it's not a stadium, he's not going to go.
He's in the suitcase.
Dude, I cannot believe they have to change that venue, huh?
I know.
Do you know how they did it? They had to refund everybody the money.
The ticket buyers.
Wow. So they refunded everybody and they went on sale again. So if you had a ticket, you got first dibs to replace your tickets.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, that building is much smaller. So that's what they should have done from day one. They should have just run that building.
Yeah. This is from the Nerd Guru 199. TK should not sign anyone for like 3 months.
You know, a lot of it has to do with, if I don't sign them, what happens? If I don't sign them, where do they go? Who do I think is going to leave that I need to replace? There's a lot of these moving parts. Also, you know, Ring of Honor, maybe move these guys over there.
Exactly. I think that's the ultimate answer, right? I could see, for example, take a Keith Lee and Swerve. I can totally see them do the Ring of Honor stuff.
I could see them doing
that. You know, they have enough tag teams to have two separate tag team divisions.
I just feel like a guy like Jonathan Gresham, which he's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Ring of Honor title. What happens to him when you got, you know, a Johnny Gargano coming over to Ring of Honor?
Okay.
Or you got a Bryan Danielson challenging for the Ring of Honor title, which I think it's gonna happen. You know, do you expose some of the shortcomings of the talent on that roster when you take guys that are WWE level talent,
like polished dudes,
and you put them in? I think it's going to be an interesting blend. I want to see it happen for sure. Mm-hmm. I think there's something very special about Ring of Honor. They could do something great with it.
Yes.
I just don't know, you know, we don't know where it's going.
We got another $10 from Jacob Donnelly. With AEW pulling MJF's merch off shop and removing him from the roster page, how do you see the story playing out? And do you think MJF is off TV for a few weeks?
No, I think he's going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting story. Generally, these stories don't go exactly as planned for the fans, right?
Right.
It always kind of like falls apart. I'm hoping that that's not the case here, and I'm hoping that they figure it out. But what happens with Tony Khan? Is Tony Khan now going to become an on-screen character? I don't want that.
I don't think he wants that either.
I don't think he wants that either, so.
I don't mind seeing Tony Khan on TV, to be honest with you. You know what I really loved? Mm. When he was showing up on Impact with Tony Schiavone.
That was great.
That was fantastic. Yeah. I think in small doses, like, it's great. I think it's a personal preference for him. He doesn't want to be on TV. And for some reason, folks hate it when he's on TV. I don't understand that.
Some people don't like it.
You want to do a couple more?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's see what else we have here. This is from Anmol Verma. Will the upcoming NXT show this Saturday be at an arena?
Where are they holding it?
You know what? This is like the forgotten show. I didn't even know what was going on until I read the notes today. But also, we've been pretty slammed with our regular lives.
Yeah.
We work in a
It's at the... The Performance Center.
We work in a rock quarry, and they're very hard on us.
Very, very hard.
They still don't understand why you dress like that to go to work.
They don't get it, man.
All we're doing is chiseling marble all day.
All right. What else?
Is this going to be an arena? I didn't even
know. No. Performance Center.
This is from Lars23. How banged up is Jeff Hardy?
Very banged up. He got knocked out in that match.
Jeez.
Matt, on his podcast with our boy John Alba.
Me.
he said that Jeff knocked himself out and he was like suffering. He doesn't remember anything from the match. He doesn't remember anything in general. He's a time traveler.
This is from MD JC Smith. What's going on with Io Shirai?
I don't know. Why is Io still in NXT?
Yeah, dude.
Isn't that weird?
It is very weird. She should have been moved up a while
ago. Yeah.
This is a super chat from Sean Geoghegan. I hope I said that right. I probably didn't. Does Cody win Money in the Bank or go after Roman naturally?
I think he should win Money in the Bank, and I think he should get that title.
Yes.
It just depends if they want to take the titles off of Roman now that they've combined the titles, you know?
Yeah.
The idea of, you know, they brought Cody in. Now you have one guy with two titles, and he's, you know, not really doing anything. You don't have it planned out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Not great booking.
Acknowledge me. I think we can end on this one.
Okay.
This is from Heather, and this is a good question. Is Brock Lesnar returning at Money in the Bank?
Oh, that's a great question. Now that it's not a stadium show.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, but I will ask.
I think that would be great. Like, Brock, for some reason, is always a great surprise, even though you can see it coming from a mile away sometimes.
His theme.
It's the dying animal. The dying animal, and then him coming out and being like, ugh. I think it's interesting. Like, I'm not the biggest Brock Lesnar fan, but I do like it when he shows up. Like, when we were at SummerSlam last year and Brock showed up, we were like, yo, you can see this dude from the moon.
Yeah, he's so big.
Mm-hmm.
He's huge. All right, that's it. Yeah. I think we're done. Later. Guys.
Goodbye.
All right. You know what? Goodbye. That's it for today.
Love you guys.
Thank you.